Hurricane Katrina bore down on New Orleans. She threatened more destruction than the town had ever seen. It's time to leave your homes, all the residents were told. But it takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul. They'd been through many hurricanes, so this was nothing new. And of course the FEMA experts knew exactly what to do. The Corps of Engineers hoped the levees they would hold. And it takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul. The rain and wind were awesome, but who could realize the extent of the destruction till the waters ceased to rise? The city filled up quickly like a giant gumbo bowl. But it takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul. We crammed them into stadiums, the poorest of the poor, all subject to conditions worse than many could endure. With food and water shortages, extremes of heat and cold. But it takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul. The task of keeping order fell to the National Guard, but with most of them off in Iraq, the task was doubly hard. The violence and the looting would make your blood run cold. But it takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul. And no one was more clueless than President Bush the son when he publicly stated, "Brownie, it's a heck of a job you've done. But the nation needs a scapegoat, and surely heads must roll. It took just a single storm for our land to lose its soul." Finally, the waters had started to recede. It was temporary housing that became an urgent need. So FEMA hitched their trailers up. Someone yelled, "Let's roll!" It takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul. A haven for minorities, a shelter for the poor, but this time facing damage both apparent and obscure. The mayor said again they'd be a city black as coal, but it takes more than a mayor to restore a city's soul. Katrina's unsung heroes were the ones who chose to stay, protecting homes and property they'd not be chased away. And so it is in song that their virtues I extol. It takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul. I went back to New Orleans. A good 6 months had passed. Though this clearly was the worst of storms, it would not be their last. And yet they are rebuilding, new neighborhoods taking hold. For it takes more than a storm to destroy a city's soul.